Unit 5. Part 1. Language Skills Development. 1. Starter. B. Listen to a short passage entitled By Land on the Moon and answer the following questions. By Land on the Moon. A business called Lunar Embassy is selling property on the moon. It sells 175 to 200 parcels a day. People pay $16 a parcel. They get a deed that says where their property is on the moon. A treaty says that no country can own planets or moons. But it does not say that people cannot own planets or moons. The person who runs Lunar Embassy filed a document that says he owns them all. He is selling property on the moon and Mars. American astronauts have gone to the moon. They do not say they own it. One of them says you can buy a deed if you want, but all you'll have is a piece of paper. Some people have bought deeds to moon property. One says he will sell it if someone wants to buy it. One business bought many deeds to give to its customers. Some people want to know if it is legal to sell deeds to lunar property. Attorney General of California says it may be an act of fraud. He does not know why anyone would want to buy land on the moon. The owner of Lunar Embassy is making $3,000 to $4,000 a day. He has sold 11,000 parcels on the moon. He says countries that explore in space will have to buy from him. Otherwise, they will be trespassers. 2. Text. Big Bang.
In the beginning, the Big Bang model of the universe's birth is the most widely accepted model that has ever been conceived for the scientific origin of everything. No other model can predict as much with as high a degree of accuracy as the Big Bang model can. A common question that people ask is, what happened before the Big Bang? The phrase in the beginning is used here to refer to the birth of our universe with the Big Bang. In the creation of the universe, everything was compressed into an infinitesimally small point in which all physical laws that we know of do not apply. No information from any previous stuff could have remained intact. Therefore, for all intents and purposes, the Big Bang is considered the beginning of everything, for we can never know if there was anything before it. History of the Big Bang Model. The Big Bang Model had its beginnings with Edwin Hubble's discovery in 1929 that, on large scales, everything in the universe is moving away from everything else. The only explanation for this was that the universe was expanding in every direction and it was taking galaxies along with it. This is known as Hubble's Law. The next step towards the Big Bang model was to take this process in reverse, that is, to go back in time. If the universe is blowing up like a balloon as time progresses, then what would happen if you were to run the timeline backwards? What was the universe like in the past? If the universe is currently growing, then the universe was smaller in the past. There must have been some point in time when the universe was half its current size. Then there must have been a time when it was half that size. If you continue to run time backwards, there must have been a time when the universe was an infinitesimally small point. This is the basic idea behind the Big Bang. All matter and energy existed in an infinitely small point of infinite density a long time ago, and has since been expanding as our universe. One important note here is that the Big Bang was not an explosion in the universe, but rather it is an explosion of the universe. Therefore, there is no center of the universe from where the Big Bang started. Main evidence. The Big Bang is the leading theory that almost all astrophysicists believe explains the origin of the universe. This is because all observations so far made support the Big Bang theory. There are four main lines of evidence that are most often used. The first was discussed above. the expansion of the universe. The universe is expanding now, so in the past it must have been smaller. If it were smaller in the past, then there probably was a time when it was infinitesimally small. One could ask why we don't think that it might be expanding now, but it could have been shrinking before and we just don't know about it. The answer is that there is simply no known mechanism that could accomplish this transition on a universal scale. The second line of evidence is the cosmic microwave background radiation, CMB, which was discovered in 1965 by Arno Penzias and Robert Wilson from Bell Labs. They were working with a microwave receiver used to communicate with the Telstar satellite, but were getting noise from every direction they pointed the receiver. It was coming from all over the sky at what seemed to be exactly the same frequency. This was the first evidence for the CMB, and they later shared a Nobel Prize for this discovery. The CMB is an echo left over from when the universe was approximately 300,000 years old, as predicted by the Big Bang model. As something becomes compressed, as matter was when the universe was young, it becomes hot. The actual heat comes from particles' movements. The faster they move, the more energetic they are, and so the more heat we see. The universe was so hot before it was 300,000 years old that atoms could not form. Because of this, photons, particles of light, could not move around, for they kept reacting with electrons, the negatively charged parts of atoms. Therefore, during this period, the universe was effectively opaque. Once the universe had reached 300,000 years old, atoms could form, and electrons were now bound to a nucleus. Once this happened, photons could move about freely. This first light is the CMB, and its existence is a very strong indication that the Big Bang occurred. The third major pillar of the Big Bang theory lies in the abundance of the different elements of the universe. The theory predicts that certain amounts of hydrogen, helium, and other elements should be made. Observations have shown almost exactly the amounts that are predicted. The fourth piece is that the Big Bang theory is the only one that comprehensively lays down a framework for the eventual evolution of the universe as we observe it today. New words.
Conceive.
Accuracy.
Compress.
Infinitesimally.
Intact.
Galaxy.
Reverse.
Timeline.
Infinitely.
Density.
Astrophysicist.
Mechanism.
Transition.
Cosmic.
Microwave.
Radiation.
Satellite.
Particle.
Energetic.
Atom.
Photon.
Electron.
Negatively.
Opaque.
Nucleus.
Pillar.
Abundance.
Hydrogen.
Helium.
Comprehensively.
Framework.
Eventual.
Evolution.
Proper nouns.
Big Bang.
Edwin Hubble.
Hubble's Law.
Cosmic Microwave Background Radiation, CMB.
Arno Penzias.
Robert Wilson.
Bell Labs. Bell Laboratories.
Telstar.
Part 2. Language and Use. 1. Dialogue. booking an exhibition booth. A customer wants to book an exhibition booth. He is talking with a staff member from Claude Exhibition Center over the phone. Read and listen to the dialogue. Fill in the blanks with the appropriate information to complete the summary. Good morning, Claude Exhibition Center. How may I help you?
I'd like to reserve a space at the 5th International Art Show.
May I know what kind of exhibit you have?
Most are works of art and some are delicate.
Then the conditions need to be closely controlled.
Yes. What do you think about the temperature?
The temperature should be adjusted to about 21 degrees Celsius, within 1 degree.
I think so too. And what about humidity?
Is 55% within 5% okay?
Quite good.
Any other requirements, sir?
Yes, I'd like to know more about your booths, such as the price of each booth.
Well, sir, we have several different sizes of booth, and each, of course, has a different price.
How about one of medium size?
The basic booth is 1,000 yuan per square meter a day, but with special requirements, it depends.
What if we need decoration?
That also depends. But with ordinary wall draperies, rugs, and furniture, the price will not be more than 500 yuan.
Can we design the signs ourselves?
We have a series of booth identifications prepared, but you can also make your own design.
When should we send you the pre-registration information and fee to reserve our booth?
The sooner the better.
Thank you for your help. Goodbye.
Thanks for calling. Goodbye.
New words.
Humidity.
Decoration.
Drapery.
Pre-registration.
2. Pair work. Booking a booth. Reference answer. Hello. Organization Committee of the International Household Utensil Exhibition. May I help you?
Yes. My name is Jiang Ming. I'm from China Daqi Utensil Company. We've heard about the International Household Utensil Exhibition, and we'd like to get some details about it.
The exhibition will be held from May 17th to May 23rd in Miami. It mainly caters to clients in the Mexican and African markets. It's been held for 32 years, and we've been doing quite well.
Thank you for giving me this information. What about the expenses of taking part in this exhibition?
The price of every standard booth is $2,500.
If we want to participate, what should we do?
You should fill in a registration form and send us the fee as soon as possible.
Can we book a booth now?
Yes. There are some booths left.
That's great. Please reserve a booth for us. We'll contact you as soon as possible.
Okay. I'm glad to help you. Could you let me know how I can contact you, if you don't mind?
Sure. My phone number is 86-571-8856-6622. 3. Text. HD 2009 Expo and Conference.
HD 2009 Expo and Conference, May 14th through 16th, 2009. Sands Expo and Convention Center, Las Vegas, Nevada. The Hospitality Design, HD 2009 Expo and Conference, is the largest showcase for hospitality product innovations, design ideas, and unparalleled networking opportunities. Combine that with the comprehensive conference program, and you have the premier industry event for hospitality design professionals. HD 2009 is the perfect place to network with leading designers and innovative thinkers to motivate you, showcase the newest products to inspire you, and reveal cutting-edge ideas that will help you stay on the forefront of the creative landscape. you'll experience the best in the industry today and what's on the horizon. With more than 11,000 attendees and 1,200 exhibitors, HD Expo is the premier hospitality design networking event. Stay ahead of the curve with the most successful people in the hospitality industry at HD Expo and Conference. The Expo and Conference are not only viewed as a tool, but a must-attend event for state-of-the-art resources and learning. View what's new from more than 1,000 exhibiting products and service companies, and learn what's new in accredited conference sessions. Why attend? The HD 2009 event is the one-stop resource for the ever-changing and evolving world of hospitality design. With over 1,200 world-leading exhibitors, HD captures the energy of our dynamic industry. With legendary speakers and conference sessions to motivate you, innovative new products and services to inspire you, and cutting-edge ideas to help you stay on the forefront of the creative landscape, HD 2009 Expo provides you with the best experience in the industry today and the vision for a successful tomorrow. More than 1,200 exhibitors, a mix of manufacturers and artisans of hospitality products and services, benefit from the most comprehensive resource for the latest trends, innovations, and services you need to overcome your design challenges. The New Exhibitor Showcase, a select group of companies making their debut at HD 2009. 12th Annual IIDA Best Product Awards, a competition highlighting the best in hospitality products. Party by the Pool, the industry's See and Be Seen networking event of the year. The 22nd Annual Platinum Circle Awards, celebrate over two decades of industry legends and their remarkable careers at this gala event and presentation ceremony. Don't miss out on the information-packed, idea-generating sessions in the only conference that is 100% focused on hospitality design. These peer-based courses are where you will discover what's new in the market and discuss the latest and most pertinent issues facing our industry. Don't miss out on your best opportunity to connect and network with the most influential and exclusive group of hospitality owners, operators, and design professionals who dominate the market. Reserve your exhibit space now at HD 2009. 91% of HD Expo attendees indicated that they would purchase from an HD exhibitor in the next 12 months. 97% of HD Expo attendees considered HD Expo the leading trade show in the hospitality design market. The outstanding and established attendee base will include leading hospitality design professionals involved with restaurants, hotels, spas, casinos, condominium hotels, senior living facilities, nightclubs, golf and country clubs, vacation ownership venues, cruise ships, and timesharing. How to exhibit? If this is your first time exhibiting, please call our sales representative for more information. If you have any questions regarding your application, please contact your sales representative.
New words.
Hospitality.
Innovation.
Unparalleled.
Premier.
Forefront.
Horizon.
Dynamic.
Legendary.
Artisan.
Trend.
Debut.
Platinum.
Gala.
Pertinent.
Influential.
Dominate.
Spa.
Condominium hotel.
nightclub.
Proper nouns.
Las Vegas.
Nevada.
IIDA, the International Interior Design Association.